Welcome, radio listeners.
You're
listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener supported Hands On Radio for Green and Columbia counties.
And we're off to a great start.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yay. This is what happens when Antonio goes on vacation.
We're going to have so much fun without you, but we're going to miss you at the same time. Tony, come back to us.
We should do the whole show in Russian.
I can't even speak a word.
Yeah. Okay, we probably shouldn't do that then. But so we're here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. talking about books.
Yay.
And all the
I'm
fabulous
Ingrid.
Stuff we want to. Oh, yes, this is Ingrid.
I'm 14, in case you guys didn't know.
I'm Sophie, and I'm 16.
She's older than me.
Yeah.
I'm Emily, and I'm much older than both of you. And I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
Why you got to do that to us, Em?
Be so old?
Be older than us.
I can't help it. I was born that way.
Yes, baby, I was born that way.
Yeah. So, it's good to see you both.
Yeah,
I haven't seen you
in
forever.
I know, I'm back from track, finally, you
and
guys.
And our poor listening audience hasn't had the delight of listening to your reviews in a while.
I read, like, 3 good books, but I still haven't finished Percy Jackson, you guys.
Ugh.
Apparently, they're not making a third movie.
No?
So, yeah.
Hmm.
I'm really pissed off about that.
Then you can just imagine it.
No.
Oh.
I've already imagined it. I need it.
Why? Because it's getting too old? Or?
Because all the characters are too old. The plot is way off.
I don't think they made that much money either.
Yeah, they didn't.
For the cost of making them. Sadly, that's how it works. Or maybe not sadly, depending on...
I think they should. I think they're going to remake it. There was like a petition going around saying, I don't know.
I like the actor though.
I know Logan Lerman's totally hot.
Yeah.
What if they made it an animation?
I'd kill someone.
Why?
I don't know. I just want it in real people so I can like fangirl over an actor, be like, oh, it's Percy. And then I can be like, ooh, you're my celebrity crush. I can't do that with an anime character. That would be really weird.
What if it was the voice actor, though?
Yeah.
Like, what if Logan Lerman was the voice of
Percy? I can see myself digging that.
Awesome. That'd be cool because he was Percy in the human movies.
That sucks.
Human movies.
Well, I mean,
I know what you mean. Cool.
You guys, my hair has gotten really long.
It's true.
Yeah.
Used to be boy short
a while ago.
Now it's girl long.
Mm-hmm. So who has a book they want to talk about?
You want to go first since mine isn't really a...
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sophie
okay.
has a sort of book.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a book. That's not what we normally
talk about. It's not a storybook.
Yeah. But we'll get to that one in a little bit. We'll let the suspense build up while Ingrid talks about her choice book.
I read another book by John Green, and of course this is going to be made into a movie too. John Green's just on a roll, you know. So anyways, it's called Paper Towns, and it's by John Green, of course. And it's about this boy. His name is Quentin. I almost blanked on his name there. Gosh. And he's known this girl, Margot Rothspielman, since he was little. They, like, gone on adventures together when they were little and everything. But in high school, they kind of reach a disconnect, and she goes off to be in the popular crowd. But she isn't one of those popular girls that is, like, boring and just one of those popular girls you don't like. She's exciting. She goes on adventures. She's cool. And he finds himself, like, having a crush on her and everything. And Margot Rothspielman is, like, my role model. She's amazing. And anyways, one night she comes to his window and she's like, come with me. I need a ride. And they go on this adventure and wreak havoc and cause revenge. It's lovely.
Sounds amazing.
Yes. She's... really good at planning this stuff.
I love his books.
Yeah, he's...
And YouTube.
He's really... I don't know what he... He's so good at it. It's awesome.
So what happens after there? Because they have this, like, fun, adventurous night together. But then something happens.
Yes, something happens.
Just like the...
And you're just like... You feel it coming on in your gut. And then it's like... Pew! And you're like, I knew it. Yeah. Should I say what it is?
Not the ending, but I think, I mean, she she disappears.
Yeah, she disappears. She leaves. She runs away.
And he finds some clues, which makes him think he should track her down and that she's leaving these clues so that he will do that. And it becomes sort of his mission to find her.
They're in their senior year. They have like 2 weeks of school left. This is a rush. They need to find her before graduation. And He's like, we're going to take her in and we can save her from her horrible parents and everything. And he's totally infatuated in love with her.
Aww.
And how does it compare to other John Green for you?
Well, I read another one of his right after it, Abundance of Catherines, and I really enjoyed that too. Believe me, it was awesome. But I didn't enjoy it as much as Paper Towns. And I feel like Paper Towns and The Chaos of Stars, not The Chaos of Stars, that's another book I've read, really good too. The Fault in Our Stars, they were pretty much the same, minus the sad ending wasn't really in Paper Towns. I'm not going to tell anybody.
No, I mean, I already got ruined for me, and I haven't been able to finish the book since then. Sigh.
Sad. And it's just different, because one's told from a boy's point of view, and one's told from the girl's, and they're kind of completely different people, so it's really hard to, like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Paper Towns as well, and Abundance of Catherines, and Fault in Our Stars, I finally read.
Such good metaphors. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? What is in your mind that makes you think of these things? You brilliant man. I will find you, and I will marry you.
Doesn't he have a wife?
Yes.
It's true. Wife and child. Don't mess with it, Ingrid.
Don't mess with that. I'll find Newt. And I'll marry him.
He's dead.
I like how in John Green's YouTube videos, he refers to his wife as the Sasquatch.
Yes. Yeah. I was wondering how that came to be.
My understanding is it's because she's sort of elusive. Like, you don't really see her.
Yeah.
Like, it would be the rare sighting when you get to see
and
the Sasquatch.
Sassy.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
I like his dog.
I like Marker Face and Peanut Butter Face, and it's when he, like, answers questions and he puts markers on his face or peanut butter on his face or something.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I like when he plays FIFA soccer and tells stories while he's playing
that. I haven't seen his video games videos.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
It's on his brother's site.
Oh.
Yeah. Hank Green.
Yep, Hank Games.
Yeah, I like cool how too. They, like, address their videos to each other. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, they're the vlog brothers, so they interact with one another.
Yeah,
they alternate.
When I started watching that, I was like, who's Hank and why these? No, I mean, I think it was like John and everything. He was saying John after every word. I'm like, see, why? Is that like slang for something? Or
Yeah.
I don't know. Cool. So
you do the hanky-panky and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
That's the hokey pokey.
It's a totally
I
want to
say things
dance.
To you right now.
Okay, so the book that I have is Wreck This Journal by Carrie Smith. It's Carrie, right? Mm-hmm. I can't read the spelling.
It's a different spelling of Carrie than we're used to.
Yeah. And it's not like a reading book. Well, I guess there's words in it, but it's each page has a different way to wreck the journal. So there's like a page, I just opened it to a random page. There's a page that says, pretend you're doodling on the back of an envelope while on the phone. And then there's half the page looks like an envelope and you're just supposed to doodle on it. Or there's like a page where you're supposed to tie a string to the book and take it for a walk outside.
Because you're supposed to wreck it.
Yeah, you're supposed to wreck it. Mm-hmm. Or, like,
you're supposed to mail it to yourself at one point.
Yeah, that's the very end of it.
Which I totally dig. Yeah. I think I'm going to mail something to myself today, you guys.
There's also a tongue painting page where it's you eat some colorful candy and then you lick the page. So, that's cool. Yeah.
Make sure it's not a used copy when you do that.
Yeah.
For cleanliness sake.
And since it doesn't have a back, I think I'll read you there's a little warning thing on it, and it says, warning, during the process of this book you will get dirty. You may find yourself covered in paint or any other number of foreign substances. You will get wet. You may be asked to do things that you question. You may grieve you may grieve for the perfect state that you found this book in. You may begin to see creative destruction everywhere. You may begin to live more procreate. I can't talk. Precariously. There. Yes, I did it.
Congrats.
Well, I know, right? Have you done many of the things in the book?
Actually, no. I just got it last weekend. And so far I've only doodled on... You're supposed to doodle on, like, the cover page and the like, dedication page and stuff. So I did that. I filled out... There's the page where you have to, like, write your name and all this different, like, illegibly and in in white. You're supposed to write it in, like, white pen or pencil. So I did that, but then I drew over it with, like, colored so you could see it. And then write it really small and backwards and faintly and huge. And then you write, like, your name and address in case you lose it. And then at the bottom it says, like, if it's found, the person that finds it does a random page before giving it back. So that's cool.
Can I find it?
I might leave it in your locker or something. And then I did a page where you're supposed to poke holes with a pencil. And I did that, and then I painted it and added sparkles just because I wanted to make it fancy.
It looks like a starry sky.
Yeah. And there's a page.
It's really fun. I was going to buy one, but...
It does look fun.
It was $15.
Yeah.
Ouch.
And I wanted new jeans.
Yeah. Well, then buy it used, but don't lick the page.
Yeah.
But it has to be lightly used so that all the pages aren't done.
You can probably find it on, like, eBay or something.
Yeah. It would be interesting to buy a used version of that if they only did some of the pages.
Actually, the way I found it was YouTubers doing it.
Uh-huh.
And it was... There's this YouTuber that does it, but she makes it, like, really creative. Like, every page, it may say, like, rub dirt on here. So she'll rub dirt, but then she'll, like, press flowers in it and, like, put sparkles and, like, fancy stuff and makes, like, every single page a piece of art. And it's really cool. So that gave me...
Who was it?
I
swear if you say Lita.
No, it wasn't Lita. I forget. I actually forget her name. I know Graveyard Girl does it, too. And I heard that
Swamp Family.
Yes.
I checked out her Instagram.
Oh. I hope that you watched her. Got me all excited.
Emily, what have you come to talk about today?
I brought a book called Zita the Space Girl, which I haven't talked about yet, but this I've talked about the second book in the series and the third book in the series, I think, on the show. But I forgot to talk about the first one. In part because I read it last. I read them out of order. I read it's the second one first, then the third one, then the first one.
Can you do that? Or is it like, do you kind of have to know stuff?
No, I was okay. I mean, you have to sort of accept that there's some history with the characters that you don't know about yet. But I felt like I was able to get into it pretty easily, except that there's a character that's in the first book that doesn't show up again until the third book. After the first book.
So they're referring to him.
So I was just totally surprised when they showed up in the third book. I was like, who's this? And then, but I was able to kind of piece it together and figure out what happened. But, so it starts off with Zita not being Zita the Space Girl, but just Zita. And she's running around playing with her friend Joseph. And then they come upon a hole that wasn't there the other day. It's new. I think it was a meteoroid. I can't say that word. They crawl in and she finds this little red button object.
I want to press it.
Would you press it?
Yeah.
If you found a hole.
That's like the dumb ways to die.
With steam coming out of it. And there was a metal object that had a red button. Would you press it, Sophie?
Adventures, of course. You got to do it.
Would you press it?
The memories.
Me and Sophie would press it together.
Do you know what would happen?
We'd become
the world would explode.
Syngrid.
A portal would open and you'd be grabbed by some crazy creature and dragged off to another world. So that's what happens to Joseph, Zita's friend.
I think we got to find a smoking hole now.
Yeah.
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 We got this, Sophie.
So at first she gets scared. She runs off and she kind of hides for a little bit. And then she goes back and she also pushes the button again. And this time she gets pulled in to a totally different world where there's all sorts of interesting creatures, robots. Yeah, it's just basically like another planet. Another world, and she's trying to find her friend, trying to figure out where she is, and eventually, you know, her goal is to find her friend and get back home. But unfortunately, this very cute monstery dude named Strong, who's like this huge guy with a star on him. Yeah, his name's Strong. He's so cute.
He's so cute.
But he accidentally steps on
The button.
The button.
Oh.
So that's another thing she'll have to deal with, is trying to figure out how to get home without this
button.
Portal opening button. So she meets Strong. She also meets, there's some, this guy named Piper, who plays, he's like the Pied Piper. He can play this this pipe and make things happen. Like, he makes them all fall asleep. She also meets a giant mouse.
Nice.
Whose name I think is Pizzicato, but he goes by Mouse. And she gets a uniform.
I want like a cool uniform like that.
That's kind of when she becomes Zeta the Space Girls, when she gets her uniform. Nice.
What are her powers?
Oh, and Mouse is cool because he's a mouse, and if he just talks to her, she can't understand him. But he has this little device where he can skip her messages.
The
love it.
Squirrel.
And they also meet another creature, which I don't even know how to explain, named One. There's also 5 and 8 and different numbers.
Where do the other ones go?
But some of them are good and some of them are not so good.
I'm guessing One's not the best.
No, I think One is awesome.
And so this book is really just the start of her adventures. And then book 2 is really fun because she gets, in trying to figure out how to get home and how to help people, she ends up accidentally getting labeled Zeta the Crime Girl.
Oh.
Instead of Zeta the Space Girl. And people think she's bad now. She does do something bad, but she's trying to, like...
cover it up.
She's trying to be good.
Oh.
But in the process, she does something bad.
I have one question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way to find out, like, which numbers are good? Is it, like, the even numbers are bad and the odd ones are good? Or is it, like,
no. Just random?
The ones with little, like, curvies in them are...
No, unfortunately. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. But...
aww.
And even One is like, you know, there's some complex characters in here. The Piper guy's a little bit complex as well. At the beginning, he's trying to sell these chickens this device that'll give them big muscles.
Steroids for chickens.
It doesn't really work properly, and they get upset because he's trying to get their money for this device that works for a little bit, but then they get floppy arms.
Aww.
Floppy arms. For the chicken.
That's they don't have arms, they have wings.
It's by Ben Hatke. And it's cute. He has a daughter named Zeta, I learned.
Aww.
Which, can you imagine if you were a little girl and you grew
your
up?
Daddy makes you into a superhero. Yeah. That is the sweetest thing ever. Cute.
My dad used to make up stories about my brother being a something.
And I've seen a lot of pictures from comic book conventions that he goes to where people come dressed up as Zeta. Aww. So, like, little kids dressed up with, like, a little Z on their shirt and green cape.
That's so
she
cute.
Has a green cape. So, I don't know. I like that it's like a little girl superhero. Because there aren't that many little kids superheroes in general.
There's.
Although now there's like Tiny Titans. Do you know Tiny Titans? It's like Teen Titans, yes. But tiny.
Yes.
It's really
I hate
cute.
That show. Teen
Which
Titans
one?
Go.
Oh.
You used to love that. I love Teen Titans. I absolutely, it's my favorite thing in the world, but Teen Titans Go is just mockery.
Oh, no. Yeah, okay.
But Tiny Titans are cute because they're so little.
I know.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. So I'm glad I finally got to read the start of the series. And I don't know if there'll be any more, because Return of Zeta the Space Girl kind of like brings some closure to the story.
Oh,
but there's also still some potential loose ends that could be followed up on, so I'm not sure if he's planning to write more or not.
He should
go,
but they're fun, and he makes so many cool creatures. There's like this comic book does actually have chapters, and each chapter is marked by a white page where there's little creatures holding up signs that say what chapter number it is, and each
cute.
Chapter page has a different creature or creatures, and it's really fun just getting to see who the next creature is, because they're very creative. Because the world's so different, they don't have to stick to, like, now there's a turtle, now there's a cat, you know?
Now there's a dog.
It's like, now there's a kind of armored guy with maybe a big beard. We're not really sure, because we can't see
him. I dig it.
That's cute.
Or, I don't know. Hooray.
I started reading the book I got last night.
What book did you get
last night? The Lies My Girlfriend Told Me One.
Oh, by Julianne Peters.
Yeah, it's good so far.
That was an advanced copy.
Yeah.
We go to these book events at Oblong Books about once a month. And after the author readings and talks, they often put out bins of advanced copies. And so you can kind of go through and pick out
two or three.
Some titles coming out someday soon that you want to read.
Yeah, I love those ones.
So it's off to a good start?
Yeah, I read 50 pages last night.
Cool.
It's really involves the LGBT community, which I like.
Yay. Yeah, Julianne Peters is pretty well known for her books that often feature lesbian characters, but sometimes they feature other...
regulars. Other characters
too. Yeah, straight characters or...
Gay characters.
Or bisexual characters. So many.
Every kind of character possible.
But I think she's really well respected as an author who writes for LGBT audiences.
She's very nice.
Yeah. Good for her. But did you enjoy the author talk as well?
Yes. Those authors were very lovely. I always love going to those.
Yeah, this one was E. Lockhart, whose recent book is We Were Liars. Sarah Mlynowski, who is also at the Children's Book Fest, whose latest is Don't Think About It. And Anne Brashears, whose latest book is The Here and Now.
But she also wrote The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That whole series. Which is very popular. And I somehow have never read, so I bought a copy.
I saw the movies. But I never finished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But her new book seems really good.
Yeah, it's a time travel romance immigrant story.
Fun. I dig it.
Yeah, it sounds interesting. Well, we're going to wrap it up and hand it off to the afternoon show. But we'll be back here again next Monday at 3:30 to talk about...
other books.
More books.
Of course.
And maybe other stuff, too. Who knows?
You never do know.
Yeah, but in the meantime, feel free to check out our blog. We are boundbybooks.wordpress.com, where you can find other reviews and archives of our shows. Feel free to email us at wearebound@gmail.com if you have any book suggestions or want more information on some of the books we talked about.
If you request me to read a book, I will read it and I will review it.
What if it's 1,000 pages long?
Then I'll try my best. But
you could read a page a day.
Chances are I won't really like it.
And get back
to
them. A
page a day, that will take years.
Mm-hmm. Mm. About 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll do it maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll take suggestions. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
I'll read anything. As long as it's not anything? Like 50 Shades of Grey or Smut. Bye.
Yeah, so have
actually,
a good
I
week.
Might read that. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Take care.